This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Chef Sean Sherman grew up on his grandparents' ranch on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. After working in kitchens, he ran a food truck, started a nonprofit, wrote a cookbook, opened a restaurant, and won every culinary award there is. But he'd be the first to tell you it's never been about him. It's about relearning how to cook, reviving cultural foodways, restoring health to the community, Lori Stern reports.
By now, you've probably heard of Chef Sean Sherman. Maybe you've eaten at his award-winning restaurant, Awamni, overlooking the river in downtown Minneapolis. Awamni is the sous chef's for-profit business. The nonprofit he started is flourishing, too. It's called Natives, and you can find it at the Midtown Global Market on Lake Street in Minneapolis.
Would you like your seat?
No, thank you.
Okay, we'll call your name on the spot.
It's lunchtime at Native's Indigenous Food Lab Market. On the menu, tacos, grain bowls, and open-faced corn sandwiches with bison, berries, and other ingredients that were here before the colonizers came. The market opened earlier this summer. Dakota McGann is assistant general manager.
My family is enrolled in SWO, so the Sistan-Wahpeton Oyate Reservation of Lake Traverse, or traditionally called the Sisitawan-Wahpeton Oyate.
He knows the story behind everything on the shelves.
We have olive oils and beef sticks from Sika Hills, which is out in California, which comes from a tribe that reclaimed their traditional lands and then started using that land to grow and produce. What I love about working here is the ability to actually connect with our vendors. I met one of our vendors at a powwow. It's really nice to be able to go to these areas, connect with these folks, being able to work in an indigenous community on like a day-to-day basis. And I think it's very showing of our community that most of those places tend to be nonprofits.
Okay, we'll call your names when
it's all up and running. Across the aisle from the market is the big open kitchen where food is prepared for the market, the restaurants, and the community.
My name is Vern Defoe. Pardon me one second, I'm going to go stir this hominy. I'm from Red Cliff, Wisconsin, Anishinaabe. I'm Bear Clan, and right now I'm making a bison hominy stew.
Chef Vernon Defoe met Sean Sherman when they both worked at a now-closed restaurant known for scratch cooking with locally sourced ingredients. When the sous chef was ready to hire help, Vern was one of the first people he called. Vern had wanted to be a youth worker, but he also loved to cook.
Now I get to kind of do both, like teaching kids how to cook, and I'm good at cooking, so...
Now, Vern leads Indigenous Food Lab's outreach to the community.
Learning and teaching, I guess. That's sort of my role right now.
Learning and teaching. That explains Native's mission to reestablish traditional ways of cooking and eating. That's about more than food. Indigenous kitchens will bring cultural, nutritional, and economic benefits to tribes and communities all over North America.
Selling cigarettes in casinos has kind of been the typical way that reservations have made money in the past, but now there's all kinds of different stuff that reservations are doing, and one of them is improving the quality of food for the community, because they want to improve their community's health and improve their sovereignty by trying to get rid of federal programs and doing it themselves, because it's a lot healthier and more relevant to Native people.
Natives is leading the movement to decolonize food. Indigenous Food Lab is a professional kitchen, a training center, and a business incubator with plans to expand. This fall, an ethnobotanist and a Navajo chef will join the team. Soon, Natives will stream demonstration videos from the kitchen. It wants to set up Indigenous Food Labs in cities across North America. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Lori Stern.
You can find out more at natives.org. Natives stands for North American Traditional Indigenous Food Systems. Their Spirit Kitchen is open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.